总有人说陈少侠。
Some people say that Chen Zairo Huer.
你骂这个骂那个。
You curse this, you curse that.
那你觉得谁才是真正有风骨的知识分子？
Who do you think is the truly talented intellectual?
从这一期开始。
Starting from this issue.
我要聊一个知识分子的风骨系列。
I want to talk about a series of intellectual and refined qualities.
这个系列相当于是一个回应，什么样的知识分子才称得上风骨？
This series is equivalent to a response to what kind of intellectuals are considered popular.
在这个年代，
In this era,
我依然想要提风骨，提人格。
I still want to talk about my parents' personality.
似乎是有些不合时宜。
It seems a bit inappropriate.
不过，真正的知识分子从来都该是不合时宜的。
However, true intellectuals should never be inappropriate.
他们是王小波笔下特立独行的猪。
They are the independent and stubborn pigs written by Wang Zhairobo.
是声音碎片望星空里的那片星空。
It is a fragment of sound gazing at the starry sky.
他们是真正值得学习的榜样。
They are truly worthy of learning from.
是我们的精神标杆。
This is our benchmark.
当我们真正面对这些大师。
When we truly face these masters.
有如抬头看向泰山之高。
Like looking up at the towering Mount Tai,
内心是无尽的敬意。
With endless respect.
第一期我想聊的是理智。
The first topic I want to discuss is reason.
说起理智，教科书里给它是一个离经叛道的标签。
When it comes to the textbooks on rationality, it is labeled as a rebellious one.
但这只是一个符号化的词汇。
This is just a symbolic term.
真正的理智当然不只是一个符号。
True rationality is not just a symbol.
而是一个真实的人。查阅相关资料。
And it is a real person who consults relevant materials.
我发现一个很有意思的地方。
I found a very interesting place.
就是理智。
It's Lai Shai.
其实原本过得还算不错。
Actually, things were actually pretty good.
从世俗层面来说。
From a social perspective.
他不是穷书生。
He is not a poor scholar.
而是正儿八经的。
Instead, it's legitimate.
明朝公务员。姚安知府。
Ming Dynasty official Yao and magistrate of the prefecture.
这是相当于今天的地级市市长兼市委书记。
This is equivalent to the mayor and secretary of the party committee of a prefecture level city today.
有老婆。
Have a wife.
有孩子。
Have children.
有地位。
Prominent.
有俸禄。
Salary.
衣食无忧。
Food and clothing are taken care of.
夫复何求。
What are you looking for?
但是他辞官了，56岁那年。
But he resigned at the age of 56.
在事业巅峰期主动辞的。
Those who quit their jobs during their peak career.
他把朝廷给的俸禄全部分发给朋友和穷人。
He distributed all the salaries he received from the imperial court to his friends and the poor.
他是比李白更强的。
He is stronger than Li Bai.
他并不在乎清兵散尽是否还能还复来。
He didn't care whether King Jin food and beverage could still come back.
他去了寺庙。
He went to the temple.
消化为僧。
Digest into wind.
却又不守戒律。
But he didn't follow the rules.
公开吃酒喝肉，收女弟子。
Publicly drink and eat meat while recruiting female disciples.
他为什么这么做？
Why did he do that?
他在官场待了几十年。
He has been in the political field for decades.
目睹官场里的各种勾心斗角。
witnessing the various intrigues and power struggles in the political arena,
那些官员的丑恶嘴脸
those ugly faces of officials,
这让他厌倦了
this made him bored,
有人要问
someone is asking,
看不惯官场为啥到了老了才想着辞职
why do officials think about resigning only when they are old?
早干嘛去了
What did you do?
有句话叫做人在江湖
There is a saying that in the world
身不由己理智
Self-control, reason
也是人
Also a person
在前几十年里
In the past few decades
他有老婆孩子需要养家糊口
He has a family to support
身上有要尽的责任
There are responsibilities to fulfill.
他脱不了身。
He can't get away.
而且这几十年他也是想要辞职的。
And in recent decades, he has also wanted to resign.
但多次都没有被批准。那个年代辞职很难。
But it was very difficult to get approval to resign from that era.
而我们这个年代辞职就要容易的多了。
And in our generation, it's much easier to get a job.
比如说反诈老陈
For example, the anti-fraud elder.
其实我觉得他和李智估计是互相有些羡慕的。
Actually, I think he and Lijai probably have some mutual admiration.
50多岁的人
50 plus years old.
他的孩子也长大了。
His children have grown up.
家庭的责任也尽到了，李智。
Lijai also fulfilled his family's responsibilities.
觉得是时候该为自己活了。
I think it's time for me to live my life.
早在他十二岁的时候
，as early as when she was 12 years old，
他就反对孔子看不起农民的思想。
He opposed the idea that Confucius looked down on farmers.
但他也只是自己心里想想。
But he was just thinking about it in his mind.
私下和朋友说说。
In private, I talked to my friends about.
十二岁敢想，到了五十多岁才敢做。
At the age of 12, I dared to think about things that only a 50-year-old would dare to do.
这中间隔着几十年。
This is separated by several decades.
他在憋什么
？What is he holding back？
憋一口气。辞官当和尚之后
，After taking a deep breath, the officer became a monk.
他彻底解脱了。他系统的把这些观点写了下来。
He completely freed his system and wrote down these ideas.
李智直接开炮说孔子不是神。
Lijai directly fired a cannon, saying that Confucius was not a god.
这是个普通人。
This is an ordinary person.
他说。
He said.
先以孔子知是非为是非。
It is proposed that Confucius knew the difference between right and wrong.
故未尝有是非。意思是大家都拿孔子的话当标准。
There has never been a time when everyone agreed on what was right and wrong.
所以世上就没有了。
Therefore, there is no such thing in the world.
真正的是非了。
The real truth.
顺带说一句。
By the way,
明朝是存天理灭人欲的理学。
The Ming Dynasty is the bottom line of saving human nature and destroying human desires.
天下
The world.
孔子在当时是绝对的权威。
Confucius was the absolute authority at that time.
说孔子有问题，比我现在说莫言写的不好。
It's better to say that Confucius is wrong than to say that Mo Yan's writing is bad.
汪曾祺是软骨头，要狠得多。
Wang Zhangqi was a man with a soft heart and a tough exterior.
也严重得多。
It's also very serious.
创作是辛苦的。
Creating is hard.
也是认真的。
Also serious.
辞官后。
After resigning from office,
他潜心创作。
He dedicated himself to creation.
直到64岁那年。
Until the age of 64.
他最著名的焚书出版了。
He is most famous for burning books and publishing.
这本书的名字其实是很值得讨论的。
The title of this book is actually very worthy of discussion.
出这本书的时候。
When this book was published,
他心里其实已经预测到这本书。
He actually already predicted this book.
大概率将来是要被禁、被烧。
It's highly likely that it will be banned and burned in the future.
某种程度上来看
To some extent,
李治也知道这件事是明知不可为而为之的。
I also knew that this was a deliberate act.
换着那些人吹捧的文学良心的汪曾祺大概率是不会这么做。
Or the literary conscience that people praised, such as Wang Zhenqi, you probably wouldn't do that.
不会做这种吃力不讨好的事情。
I won't do things that are difficult and unprofitable.
李治出版了焚书藏书之后。
After Li Shai published burning and collecting books.
卖得极其火爆。
Extremely popular.
一时间。
At this moment,
洛阳纸贵。
Paper is expensive in Luoyang.
当时的读书人几乎人手一册。
At that time, almost everyone with a book was a reader.
也引发了大量的讨论。
This also sparked a lot of discussion.
很多读书人都觉得他说的非常不错。
Many readers thought his words were very good.
觉得他说了很多不敢说的话。
I think he said a lot of things he couldn't say before.
这里也有人奇怪了。
Some people are also curious.
怎么他的书是可以出版的呢？
How could his book be published?
当时出版不受管控吗？
Was it published without control at that time?
要知道。
To know.
这两本书是由民间书坊出版的。
These two books are published by folk press.
虽然朝廷明令禁封烧毁。
Although the imperial court had issued an order to prohibit burning,
不许存留。
Do not store.
但挡不住民间的热情。
But it couldn't stop the enthusiasm of the people.
甚至出现了一批假的李治著作。
There are even a number of fake works of rationalism.
李治的思想不仅在国内广为传播。
The idea of rationalism is not only widely spread in China,
还传播到日本和朝鲜。
Also spread to Japan and Korea.
日本明治维新的先驱。
Pioneer of Meiji Restoration in Japan.
吉田松阴。
Ashiter Toyo.
朝鲜的文学家许军都是他的狂热粉丝，都曾亲手抄写李治的全书。
The Korean writer Zhu Jun, along with many of his fans, have personally copied all of Li Shai's works.
就是这样。
That's it.
李治在当时朝廷全面封杀下。
Li Shai Ru, at that time, completely blocked the lower court.
硬生生靠民间口碑成了晚明的顶流。
He became a top star solely through word of mouth.
说到这里。
At this point,
我挺羡慕李治。
I'm quite envious of Li Shai.
至少当时没有人说李治批判孔子是想炒作。
At least, at that time, no one said that Li Shai's criticism of Confucius was for the purpose of hype.
是想红想疯了。
I'm so obsessed with being read.
但是朝廷容不下。
However, the imperial court refused to accept it.
他以异端获释的罪名把他抓进了大牢。
He arrested him for the crime of heresy.
李治被关进了大牢。
Li Shai was imprisoned.
其实过得不算太差。
Actually, it's not so bad.
朝廷抓他也不是为了杀人。
The imperial court didn't arrest him for killing.
而是要限制他的言论和出版。
Instead, it should restrict his speech and publications.
他在监狱里可以读书写诗。
He can read and write poetry in prison.
还写下了《戏中八绝》等作品。
He also wrote several works in the play, such as Eight Dids.
但是他入狱时已经七十多岁了。
But he was already over 70 years old when he was in prison.
已经重病缠身。
He is already seriously ill.
史料记载。
Historical records.
他便秘不通和严重的呕吐。生存境遇可想而知。
He was constipated and had severe vomiting, and his condition was obviously very serious.
最严重的是精神上的压抑。
The most serious is the mental oppression.
当他得知朝廷对他的宣判结果是押解到原籍看管。
When he learned that the imperial court had sentenced him to be escorted back to his hometown for detention,
对于一个追求自由的知识分子而言是无法忍受的。
For a knowledge seeker who values freedom, it is unbearable.
用我们现在的一句网络用语来说
,In our current terms,
就是与其苟延残喘
,Instead of clinging to a dying existence,
不如纵情燃烧
,Rather, let us indulge in the flames,
理智
,I shy,
不想苟延残喘
,Don't want to linger on.
在一次审讯中
,In an interrogation,
他趁守备不注意抢过狱卒的剃刀往脖子上一抹鲜血染红了铁片子。
He seized the opportunity when the guard was distracted and snatched the razor from the guard, smearing blood on the blade.
在李治死前有这样一段对话狱卒问他和尚痛否
?Before Lu Zhai died, there was a conversation between him and a monk. Do you feel pain?
他已不能说话。
He can no longer speak.
用手在胸口画字不痛。狱卒
Using hands to draw a character on the chest does not hurt.
又问和尚何自歌
Asked the monk and the song.
他最后画
He finally painted.
其实老翁何所求他没有跪着等死。
Actually, the old man didn't kneel and wait to die.
为了知识分子的尊严
For the dignity of intellectuals.
用最惨烈的方式完成了对那个虚伪时代的最后反击。
The most brutal counterattack against that era of hypocrisy was completed.
我其实是个怕痛怕死的人。
Actually, I'm a person who is afraid of pain and death.
所以对于李治这样的人不只有是敬佩
Not only admiration,
还有敬畏
There is also awe.
当一个人为了信念
When a person is for a belief,
为了真理
for truth,
生死无畏
fearless,
这是何等的气魄
What courage,
他气吞山河
He swallowed mountains and rivers.
他是真正的硬骨头。
He is a calm and resolute person.
四百多年前
450 years ago,
这位76岁的老人在狱中决绝地挥刀自刎。
This 76-year-old man, while in prison, fiercely stabbed and attacked him.
就像那孤帆远影。在人世间走完了最后的一程。
Like the lone sail disappearing in the vastness of the world.
最终唯见长江天际流。
Finally, I only saw the Yangtze River flowing into the sky.
他的思想未曾断绝。
His thoughts never ceased.
至今仍在奔涌。感染着，激励着我。
It still resonates and inspires me to this day.
等后辈一边走
Wait for the younger generation to leave.
一边失去
While losing.
一边挣扎
Struggling.
一边呐喊
While chatting,
做有态度的读书人。
To be a book reader with attitude,
我是陈少侠。
I am Chen Zairohuer.
我们慢慢聊。
Let's chat.